Part 2. Detachment. Chapter 6. Where to find peace. Life in this world is hard. As I've been saying, people and their houses are empty and impermanent. The demands of status and rank, they bring countless worries. The lowly man who lives in the shadow of the powerful, he cannot rejoice when glad or cry out when overcome by sorrow. It's not easy for him to act freely. He's like a sparrow near the nest of a hawk, always anxious, always trembling. The poor man who lives in the shadow of the rich, his poverty brings him shame. Morning or night, when coming or going, he must always be obsequious. When he notices his wife, children, and pages envying their rich neighbor, or when he hears of that rich neighbor treating them with contempt, he can never find peace. If one lives in a crowded place, it's impossible to flee when there's a fire. If one lives on the margins, travel is difficult, and then there's the danger of thieves. The powerful are greedy. Those who live apart are mocked. Those with wealth have much to fear. The poor have only bitterness. If one relies on another, he becomes dependent. If he nurtures another, he becomes attached. If one conforms to the world, he's bound to suffer. If he doesn't, he's considered mad. So I ask myself, where in this world should one live and how? Where can one find rest and peace in their heart?